Morning, church. Come on, Christ Central, you know by now. I like to see people who are excited. That's better. Appreciate that. You know, I like to see people who are excited, especially after such a great worship today. We just want to share the word of God. Are you all excited? Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. God is good. And all the time. That's better, church. Can I just ask you to turn to three people and tell them Jesus loves you? Three people. Wow. Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, church, for doing that. Let us pray. God, we thank you that this is the day that you have made so that we rejoice and be glad in it, so that we call on your name, so that we worship you, so that we cry unto you, so that we offer prayers of thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be in your house, to call on your name, to cry unto you. What's amazing, God, is that you are an insurmountable God. You are an amazing God, yet you hear each and every one of us here. Yet you care for each and every one of us here. So, Holy Spirit, I'm just a vessel. I pray that as I share your word, you complete it in the hearts of your children. You make it have meaning in the hearts of your children. And that you'd lift us up as your church in Jesus' mighty name, so that we are going to continuously experience you this year and see your power at work in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Yes. So thank you so much, Angela and Tim, for the wonderful worship time and for leading us well. May God continue to bless you. So today, I have a topic that I would like to talk about, or it's an expression. It says, "Oh God, would you move in power? Oh God, would you move in power?" Can the church say that with me? Oh God, would you move in power? Does that make sense? Hello? Wonderful. So, if you read the Bible in Psalm 68, verse 28, it says, "Summon your power, God. Show us your strength, our God, as you have done before." And then if you also read the word of God in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2, it says, "Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds. Lord, repeat them in our day, in our time, and make them known. In wrath, remember mercy." I came today with a message, as we are in the first month of 2025, to encourage you and maybe to also challenge you, while I'm also being challenged by the word of God, to have a resolution, to desire to see the move of God in power in our lives. Hello, church? Yeah. I came here to steer us up as a church to say, mark this in your calendars. In 2025, let it be a year where you'd say, I experienced the move of God in my life. Yes. It doesn't matter whether you have been walking with God for 50 years or 20 years or whatever years or 2 months or one day. But may I encourage you, church, to have this renewed hunger, this renewed desire to see God
moving in our lives. And not only moving, but moving in power. Because we serve a powerful God, as we have been singing. We serve the God who created the heavens and the earth. We serve the Almighty King that we read about in the Bible, the God who did wonders. But we want that experience to be personal. We want that experience to come down here in Christ Central. We want that experience to come down in our respective lives, in our families, in our homes. And then when you look back in the year 2025, maybe you're writing in a journal or whatever you do, you say, in 2025, I saw the Lord move in power in my life. Yes. Hello, church. That's the kind of drive that we need to have. You know, when we read about these stories of God's power in the Bible, it's not just history. They are not just stories to keep us excited, but they are stories that have a meaning in our day. So when this year was starting, I felt this in my heart that I just want God. I want to experience God more. I want to see the move of God more in my life. I don't want to remain at this same level where I have been. I feel like there is a whole lot more to discover about God. So, but it will take us to be hungry. It will take us to want to desire to say, God, in 2025, I need you. I need you. It will take people who will purpose and say, God, I need you. When you wake up every day, you say, God, I need you. Am I speaking to that kind of a church? Yeah. Hello? We need the power of God, church. The church of God cannot just remain stagnant. Let us not just be comfortable, just coming in, going out, and feeling good, and drinking coffee, and like, yay, and counting and adding the years and celebrating the birthdays. We just want to be caught up in His presence. You know, like Angela and the team, as they were singing, some of these songs we sing here, we just want to start experiencing that power of God. Hello? God, move in our day. That's been in my heart from day one. Even praying for my family, even praying for the church, I've been saying, God, would you move in power? Would you move in power in my life? Would you move in power in my family? Would you move in power in Christ Central? Would you move in power in my workplace, in every aspect and area of my life? Why is God's power essential? Why is God's power important? Thank you so much, Jackie, for sharing your testimony. The power of God, it transforms lives. The power of God brings a turnaround. It changes a situation. If you look in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, it talks about the transformation. There's an evidence of many people in the Bible that we read about. But not only that, even people in here in church who can tell you, I met with the Lord and my life changed. The power of God is essential because it transforms our life. I've shared maybe countless times whenever I stood here that God transformed my life. I was going in a different direction. I used to be outspoken, telling my friends, oh, I don't think God exists. Me, this person, in case you have not heard this testimony. I used to tell somebody, like, no, God does not exist. Show me. You gotta show me God. I used to do that. But hey, look at this. God is making me preach His word today. His power can transform you. Hello, church. So it's not only beneficial for you if you have already received Christ, but it's also beneficial to some people who are watching you there. It's beneficial for your neighbors. It's beneficial for those people who have declared that I don't believe in God. God does not exist. God can transform them. God can change them. I remember I shared this testimony when I debated with my friend in 2005. I've been walking with the Lord for almost 20 years now. I debated with my friend. I was like, no, I don't think God exists. And the only words he told me was like, I'll pray for you and God will change your heart. Amen. And God changed my heart. Another testimony, one time I remember I was talking with my mother and my uncle who was in the army. And I'm not against, if there are people in the army, I'm not against being in the army or anything like that. But hear my story. I had almost wanted to go and join the army. And I don't know what was the push, you know. And then my uncle says, okay, he had a good position in the army. So he said, okay, let's go. So we went and we were walking in the city. And all of a sudden, in the midst of walking, he stops. He says, wait up, wait here. And then we went into this shop and they had a scale. And he was like, can you go on top of the scale? Then I went on top of the scale. He's like, you are too light. If I take you to the army, you will die. Gave me the money, sent me back home. When I got there, my mother was shocked. I was shocked. I was like, my uncle doesn't like me. But when I look at that, I'm like, that's the power of God. So I don't know what are some of the things that you are battling with. I don't know what some of the challenges you are dealing with in your own life. But let me tell you, God's power can transform you. When God transformed, when God changed me, I never desired to go to the army. I don't want to go to the army, even right now. You know, I'm not saying army is bad. I know we have people, we have relatives who are in the army and things like that. But let me tell you, church, the power of God transforms. It brings change. It might not happen in our own timing. It might not happen in our own plans. But let me tell you, the power of God brings transformation. The second thing I want us to look at is it equips us for victory. If you read in Ephesians verse 6, verse 10, as we would all agree, life is full of challenges. You know, life is full of uncertainties. Life is full of many things we cannot predict, we cannot anticipate. But the power of God equips us for those challenges. If I can rewind a few years ago, all of us, you remember, we were all in the COVID moment. Hello? How many people have we lost? I'm not talking about people who passed away. May their souls rest in peace. But I'm talking about people who lost their faith just because of we should wear masks, we shouldn't wear masks. How many people have we lost? But if we have the power of God, it equips us for the victory. It keeps us standing for God. Even when challenges come in life, you remain steadfast. Hello? I always like to share this. I come from a country where I've told you before that we prayed for water. In Canada, you don't pray for water. Maybe you might pray that the water tastes better. You know, I've come from a country where we have had to queue for food. You know, but I've never let my faith go. Why? Because the power of God, it equips us for victory. Even when I'm weak, I know that I am strong. Even if I'm looking weary, I know that I am strong. Why? Because Christ lives in me. Hello, church. I have said this sometimes that some people might look at you and think you're worthless. There's nothing. But when you have the power of God, when you have the strength of God, you keep on going, you know? And people are like, What is it with Angela? Why is she always happy? While some people might be multimillionaires, but they are going after counseling, after stress, and Angela is just worshiping God, and she's happy. Why? Because the power of God gives us victory. It strengthens us. Maybe some of you might not see that, but it does give us victory. The other thing I want to talk about is it glorifies God and draws others to Him. So, church, we have to manifest the power of God, not for us only, but for people who are out there, for people who are looking at us. I'm a strong believer that people should not look at the church and see a bunch of miserable people. Hello? Hello, church? Can you turn to your neighbor and say, and ask them, are you miserable? Just ask them the question. Say, are you miserable? I know it sounds like it doesn't make sense. Don't process. Just ask the question. Say, are you miserable? So we become a testimony, church. We become a point of reference. We become a place. Some people might reject God because of so many things, of so many passions, or things that are happening around the life, our lives. But let me tell you, they must see that there is the power of God in Christ Central. Hello? Church, let me encourage you. When we started being Christians in our family, ours was different because it was the kids who got born again and then the parents were not worshiping God. You know? They were just living their lives. And we started being serious with God. And I remember one of my late uncles saying, my friend, this thing, I don't think it's going to work. You know? You're going to go fire, and then all of a sudden you fed and die. You know? And then I was like, no, I think I met God. And I feel God has changed my life, you know? And my uncle was like, oh, I've had so many of my friends who were pastors or people who have done this. I've seen them go and fail. Then I said, no. I feel the fire of God. I feel His transformation from within. I stood. One day, when my uncle came back, he used to stay in South Africa when I was staying in Zimbabwe. So he drove back during like a holiday. And in his car, he had a Bible. Okay? I was like, this is a good start. He had a Bible. He's like, I'm keeping this Bible. You know, some people have to believe some things, right? He's like, I'm keeping this Bible in my car because it protects me. I was like, no, it's not only the Bible that protects you. It's God that protects you. You know? And then when he was traveling back, I was like, can I pray for you? I prayed for him. After some time, he's like, I think I believe in this Jesus that you're talking about. And his heart changed. So you could be having a family member, or you could be having a child, or you could be having a friend that doesn't believe in God. Let me tell you, the power of God changes. The power of God glorifies God and draws people to you, and draws people to the church. So Christ Central, we need to start drawing people to God by showcasing His power. But if we are always like, sorry people, walking like this. I'm not saying don't walk like this, my apologies. If there are people who walk like that for many reasons, I am sorry. But we must walk in confidence. We have Christ, we have Christ inside of us. Isn't that a blessing, church? Christ in me and the hope of all glory. Wow, you don't have Joe Biden inside of you because his term of office can come to an end. You don't have Trump inside of you because his term of office can come to an end. But you have Christ. He is from one generation to the next generation. He never changes. He never dies. But all these leaders, all the Trudas, all the people, they can come and go. But you have Christ. So let's start showcasing that Christ in us. I'm not saying fake it. I'm not saying be pompous. I'm not saying be overconfident. But do show that you have God. Whenever I talk to people, whenever I'm in forums where I have to be make it clear that I'm a Christian, I make it clear. Not just to despise other people. No, I'm like, because I value who is inside of me. And people need to see that light inside of us. Hello, church? Are you with me? So the power of God is essential in the sense that it glorifies God. So it's a constant reminder that no matter what we do, we remain humble. And let God be glorified, because it's all about Him. Even as I'm standing in front of you today preaching, there's nothing better that I'm, there's nothing that is exceptional than you seated that I have. But it is just the power and the grace of God. And we're here to glorify God together. And as a Christ Central, I challenge you that let's have the power of God. Let's desire the power of God so that we can encourage others out there. I have talked about that. It enables us to live a victorious Christian's life, right? With God, we can bear fruit. If you read in John 15, verse 5, you know, apart from me, you cannot bear fruit. So we can continue to manifest the fruits of the Spirit. We can continue to showcase the power of God in our lives because of Christ in us. It strengthens our faith and demonstrates God's reality. The Bible says faith without works is dead. So when we have the power of God, we are able to strengthen our faith, and we are able to showcase that God is with us. And we can see God's victory and presence in our lives. And we can continuously say, had it not been for God. I don't know, maybe it's only me in this life that has had experiences where you like look back and like, I never knew how this would work out together, but God did it. Am I the only one? Yeah. You look back and you are like, whew, how did God do this? I will tell you, I was just talking to Rebecca this morning. When Rebecca and I met, it was a miracle. God brought some people from Nigeria to Zimbabwe, all right? And then they arranged a meeting for us to meet. And then I saw Rebecca, I was like, huh, that is an interesting young lady there. I could actually build a home with her. And then I went and asked for a phone number. Look at us now, here, three kids. I would not have pieced that in my life. That is God. Hello, church. I want you to continuously go look back in a few instances in your life, and just you will see, oh, this has been God. This has been God. The other day, I was driving with one friend of mine, and we were going on a roundabout, and we thought everything was in control, until all of a sudden, a car just almost rammed his door. And I saw a car approaching, and I was like, I nearly peed myself. You know, nearly. Because I saw it, and I was on the passenger side, and I was so helpless. You know, it's different when you're a driver, you try to maneuver. But all of a sudden, that car just came and swear. It was just two cars side by side going to the roundabout like this. It's God. It's God, church. If you go back and look at that, you notice that describes how God is real in our lives. The power of God breaks chains and restores hopes. Sometimes in life we get entangled in so many things, or nasty things, or bad things, or maybe your life has been before thrown into a lot of, you know, things that you are not even not sure how you can untangle yourself from. But the power of God breaks those chains. That's why we sing that song and say, there is power in the name of what? In the name of Jesus. And what does that power do? Breaks every chain. Maybe you could be having a chain of addiction to something, or you could be having a chain of whatsoever. But let me tell you, the power of God breaks every chain. Hello, church? It breaks every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. That's why the power of God is essential in our lives. Oh, I forgot to tell you that I'm not talking about misconceptions in the book of Galatians. I should have mentioned that in the beginning. In case of you, some of you, is this guy out of context? No, I am. This is what I feel, and Joe and I agree to that I can speak with this. There are certain areas in our lives where we need the power of God. You know, there are certain things, maybe they could be generational or whatsoever, and it's only through the power of God that it can be broken. Hello? Maybe some people might have told you, oh, you can never do this in life. Oh, some people say, I have cursed you. Oh, I have said this to you. Let me tell you, you stand and say, in the name of Jesus, this will not work. I can tell you stories, you know. I can tell you stories of my life where people said things and I was like, that's not going to work. I remember one person one time threatened me and said, you're going to die early. I'm like, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to die. I'm going to get married and I'm going to have kids. And I'm going to keep working for God. And I was like, why should I die early? Because God created me for a purpose. And then this person was shocked. I spoke so confidently because, remember, greater is he who is inside of you than the one in the world. I don't know what you have been told in your life. Maybe sometimes you have been told some really nasty things at your school. Or maybe some people have told you are a failure. Or some people have told you are worthless. Or some people have told you are useless. But let me tell you today, we're coming and we're overriding all that in the name of Jesus. You are a blessed child of God. You are well able and capable. Christ lives in you. Hello, church? You are not worthless. You are valuable. Maybe some people have told you that, oh, you are ugly, or you're never going to amount to anything in life. Just look at them and say, no, but I know of Jesus. I know of the power of God that breaks every chain. And this is one of the chains that I am breaking right now in Jesus' name. Hello, church?
Hello.
Yes. There are times when I have felt like a failure. There are times where I felt useless. There are times where I felt, oh, how am I going to do this? But because of the power of God, I wake up confidently and said, okay, I just learned another way how not to do it and stand strong because of the power. I don't feel the need for me to take cocaine to get myself like, yeah, gotta go in life. I don't feel the need for me to smoke any drugs to be like, okay, now I'm fired up. But I already have Jesus. Hello? Can I tease some of you who drink coffee? I don't even like drinking coffee because I already have enough energy. Keep enjoying your coffee, please. You know? Hello, church? But you need the power of God because the power of God breaks every chain. So I encourage you, if anything has been said nasty to you, just know that it can be broken. And I want to touch on a few biblical examples. Don't worry if I don't finish all my notes today, but I believe you are catching something. There was a woman in the Bible, when you read in Mark 5, verse 25 to 34, we all know that woman who was suffering. The Bible says she was suffering for 12 years, no healing. And she had a problem of that. She was bleeding. I can't even imagine how it looked like. But that woman said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. Hello, church? And she pushed through the crowds with her sorry situation, with her painful situation, and then touched Jesus. And Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? Hello, church? When we meet every Sunday, let us be the church that touches God. Church, let's not waste time in this place. When we come here, let's touch the heavens. Let's touch the heart of God. Just like that woman. She was in a sorry state, but she said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment. We don't need all to have that dire situation to touch God, but we can come and say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. You can come and be like, oh God, I need you. I need you. I am nothing without you. You don't need to get to a point where you don't have food so that you can pull the power of God down. But you can call on the power of God right now when everything is going right, and God can still come down. Hello, church? If that woman could do it, we can do it. We need to draw the power of God such that God will look and say, what is that church? What is happening in Christ Central? Why? Because we have pulled God's attention. We need to be that desperate in our everyday. We need to be that hungry in our everyday life. Hello? Let's be hungry for him. Let's seek him. The other story I want to tell you about is the story about the four lepers. If you read in 2 Kings 7, verse 3 to 7, I can't even bring myself, because I grew up in a different era, and I can't even imagine how leprosy looks like. You know, I don't know, maybe some of you can imagine that. It's something unimaginable for me. But it looked like a really bad situation, and it looked like these people were castaways. They were thrown away. They were not supposed to mingle with anyone. Think of people in our situation nowadays who are in that kind of situation, who are castaways, who were put in a different way. But these guys still drew the power of God. They said, well, if we sit here, we die. But if we go to the camp, who knows? We might get the food. What did they do? They stood up. Right? If you don't know the story, read it. And then they started marching towards the camp. The Bible says God made their steps sound like a huge army, such that the people who were camped in that camp, they ran away. Hello, church. What does it mean in our day? We need to take a step of faith. If we want to experience the power of God in our lives, you cannot just wait for 2 hours or 1 hour, 45-minute Sunday service and then experience the power of God. But we want to wake up every day in the morning and say, oh God, how I love you. Early in the morning, I seek you. Oh Jesus, how excellent is your name. You know, you need to wake up and say, my heart longs for you. We need to take that bold step of faith. We cannot just maybe go to life group and come for fuel or come for these services and we feel we can experience the power of God. We need to dig a little bit deeper. You need to close the doors behind your house by yourself and say, oh God, I am calling on your power in your room or in your closet where you don't have a preacher, where you don't have any instrument or whatever play. And you call God and you'll be amazed what God can do. Hello, church? I'm not telling you these things that are fiction. If we do them, we will start experiencing power of God. I'm not saying we're not experiencing the power of God. God is at work. But in 2025, I'm challenging us to desire more. But it will take us to take a step. It will take us to be bold. I think it was Jackie who also mentioned that we should be bold and not fearful. Try some of these things. Even when we're worshiping here on Sunday, don't be distracted. Come with a heart that says, oh God, I need you. You'll be amazed at how things start to turn around. But if we're here, maybe half the time you're on WhatsApp or you're watching something on Facebook or you are distracted, you remain in the same level. So we need the power of God in our church in 2025. We need it. How many are with me, church? We need the move of God. And for that move of God to happen, it will take you and me. It will take you and me to have a drive, to have hunger, to desire God, to want to know Him more. I'm just going to stop here for now. I had many other things I could have talked about, but I think my time is gone. But I want to stop here and say, church, 2025, if you had resolutions, can you add this as an extra resolution and say, oh God, would you move in power? Move in power in my family. Move in power in my life. Move in power in my church. Take 30 minutes. I'm inspired by Gary. Gary set a schedule Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm not saying you should follow that if your time doesn't work, but he's consistently praying every day for 30 minutes for the church. I join him. We pray together every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the morning. I know there are other prayers happening elsewhere, but I'm encouraging you, church, if we're going to experience the power of God, we need to do something. We cannot just fold our hands and expect Angela and Joe to work out a miracle. We need to take a step. We need to seek God. We need to be hungry for God. May I invite the praise and worship team to come back? As the praise and worship team is coming back, I just want you to hold on to one thing where you want to see the move of God happen in your life. And as we worship, just be praying into that. I was chatting with Ollie just a few minutes before I started preaching. He said, we want to see the move of God, first and foremost, people being saved, people coming to Christ, hence the Alpha program. So we want to pray together as a church, as we are worshiping, that God, we want to see your move in the Alpha program. We want to see more testimonies like the one that Jackie gave. We have a warehouse here that we need God's direction and power. You can pray into that. We need people healed in this church. We don't want to just read about the lepers, about that woman, but we also want to experience those healings here. Hello, church. Do you hear what I'm saying? It will take us to stand up corporate living in unity and call on the power of God and say, we need you, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Over to you, too.